is The Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Coming up a little bit later in this hour, Saturday Night Live cast member A.D. Bryant joins us to talk about Darby Forever, her short film, her original short film on Vimeo. I'm telling you, Vimeo, wave of the future. I remember using Vimeo. I feel like I've done that pitch to so many people over the years because I love Vimeo. I think it's a great place for sharing videos or putting up your videos, short films, things like that. Starting this Friday night, right after Check Please, is the new homegrown talk show called The Interview Show. You may have heard that name on this very show because the host, Mark Baser, is a regular here on The Download. The WTTW show was shot live at The Hideout and features guests like David Axelrod, Hannibal Buress, and Veronica Roth, just to name a couple of nobodies, just to name a few.
Well, I feel like I go after Richard Steele, which right. is, you can't follow that.
No, you can't.
And then I'm right before, I'm sandwiched between, and then there's
A.D. Bryant,
a Saturday Night Live star.
Who's done a lot more than you.
Yeah, and she's probably 20 years younger than me, too.
She can walk in.
But the show has
offices.
A different name now, my show.
What is the show?
It's. I don't mean to brag here, but it's The Interview Show with Mark Baser.
Oh, nice.
They made me do it. I didn't. That wasn't my.
Did you get extra money for the extra letters that are put into the show?
No, you have to pay for each letter. So I had to pay for those.
TTW.
Yeah.
It's an 8-week show. Mark Baser is now. You're doing press junkets, which is great. It's great to have you here. I don't know why you brought your poster for the interview show behind you. It's. So this is congratulations, man. This is
Thanks.
Great. I've been a part. We've known. We've talked.
You were on the
show.
First ever show.
That's what 8 years now
eight
of doing
years
this
ago.
Show.
Yeah.
And you were able to take a show that's on the back in the bar, the Hideout, and be able to take it to WTTW. Was that the intention all along?
No, it wasn't. I don't know what the intention was all along. Honestly, I don't. I've definitely had like. Impure intentions, but in this case it was pretty pure. It was I like to be up on stage. I just think I'm pretty good at having conversations with or asking people about stuff rather than me performing stand-up or right. something like that, but having conversations on stage. I fell in love with The Hideout. 8 years ago I fell in love with the old Dick Cavett show, so I started watching DVDs of that and then on YouTube, and I just thought that kind of interview doesn't exist so much. Now it does a little bit more 8 years later with podcasts and everything
right.
like that.
But still, I mean, it's on stage, live on stage here in Chicago. It's unparalleled, really.
And it's honest, you know, it's once a month I do it, and it's the it's not the most fun I have each month, but it's one of the most fun things I do each month. And so, you know, you kind of, as you do it, as you do anything, you want to change it or you want to grow it. And there were definitely times when I felt like, God, I'm just doing the same old thing, get stagnant. And then 2 years ago, I was on a short-lived, but I thought, good show on TTW
right.
called My Chicago, which I drove around in a car, and I talked
yeah.
to people about their Chicago.
I love that show, yeah.
Yeah, and I think it ultimately didn't get renewed for second season because they didn't take my idea, which was that at the end of every episode, I should get into an accident.
And it doesn't just stop. It shouldn't be like a cut. You need to deal with the insurance and do everything. It's an extra 15 minutes on every
Well, then
episode.
We were joking that maybe the guy I got into the accident with is the next week's guest.
That could work.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man. You're onto something.
But they didn't take that idea. But then TGW's been great. Like 6 months, maybe 8 months ago, I said, look, I think we can do – they knew the interview show. I think we can do the interview show as a TV show, and I think we can do it. Still filming in the bar.
That's a big part of this, Mark, is the idea that they didn't say, I love Mark Baser, it's The Interview Show. Why don't you come to our cavernous studio up on St. Louis and we'll do it at the TTW studios. No, this is a shot. I mean, you had a live audience. You've been doing these shows for the last probably 8 months to a year of people coming out and going, oh, what are all these lights and cameras?
Yeah.
I mean, you've been shooting it, getting ready for this, but it takes place in the back of the Hideout over there on Wombat.
Right. So that's right. We have been filming it over the past 8 months. So when I talk about how Rubio is going to win the presidency in the interviews, just pretend it's fine.
Like, Scott Walker's got a great chance. I like Scott Walker.
TTW's been they've been great about it. You know, they understood that, I guess. They understood that, and part of it is not just the aesthetics of it, but that I do better up there, and the guests
are, you're comfortable.
It's my milieu. And the guests are drinking.
It's your couch.
Yeah, it's my couch.
I mean,
it is actually is my couch. The desk is my desk too. I actually fold it up every time. It's in my garage. I could do the show, you know, at home if I wanted
to. If you want some behind the scenes, you should do, and you do some behind the scenes stuff. But one of the things I love about Mark's show is that it's up to somebody to carry that couch back upstairs to where it belongs, because the stage, usually after Mark's show, there's a band or whatever it is. So anyone who's involved with the show who's been there, and early on, it would almost be a eye contact kind of thing. I've carried that couch probably three times up stairwells, like I'm U-Haul.
And it's fine. You know, I mean,
Hold on.
Nobody has that big of an ego that you can't carry a couch. The problem is when you carry it, especially me, because I'm doing the show and I don't do it that much anymore, but as you walk through the bar and everybody's, oh, man, hey
great
you,
show.
Yeah, you also carry the couch? I'm like, all right, well, where, I mean, you paid $5 to get in. If you want to pay more,
yeah,
then I can hire couch movers.
But then maybe that's what you could do for next time. Say you should have a sign that says $10 or free if you move the couch.
Yeah.
And I'll bet you people would do it.
What if it was everybody, and it was like, you know, it was like when you do the whore at a wedding and all the guys,
yeah,
well, you know,
limit eight.
Jewish wedding reference.
Limit
there.
Eight. So there are eight people that carry
the Yeah, the first eight people. You know what I was thinking about that today? I heard on the radio, like, first 15,000 fans get a necklace or whatever at the game, baseball game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Great. But how do they know? Like, they don't know who the first 15,000 fans are. There could be somebody who goes in, but that other usher or whoever's, mm-hmm, you know, the person who's accepting the ticket, not the usher, you and is giving out the necklaces, he ran out of his necklaces, but you are actually well under 15,000 fan. It's just that the other dude at the far off gate still has his necklaces.
So you have a problem with the verbiage. The
There must be some legal verbiage first under that says not really the first 15,000.
Have you ever been to, I always feel like I'm never the first 15,000. I'm chronically late to games and I don't care. And show up and I'm like, oh, it's bat night. We're all out of bats. I'm
oh,
like,
I show up. That's not me. I show up 3 hours early to everything. And then by the first inning, I want to go home. But I have my necklace.
Mark Baser's in studio. The interview show debuts this Friday night, the interview show with Mark Baser.
That's right. That's
on
right.
WTTW Channel 11 here in Chicago.
And
right,
it's
after
super Chicago. Super Chicago.
Like, so like a lot of hot dogs and Garrett's popcorn?
There is a hot
like
there is a hot dog sketch in the first show. Yeah, there is a hot dog sketch. But I mean, you know, the guests are all, not all, but I'd say 90% are Chicago.
Well, let's talk about the guests and what's different from what we know to be the stage show and what to be the television show when we come back.
Sure.
Sound good?
Sure,
stay with us. This is going to be the new theme song for the interview show.
Here comes Mark Baser and the interview show tonight.
What do you think?
I don't know. TTW, that might not. I might not fly there.
Clear it up. Cue it up again. Can you cue it up again? Let's try it. Ready? You should do your own voice.
You know what we should do with it? We should do that music while I do the interviews
the
whole time.
Let's try it. Here we go. Here.
So where were you on the when you first started thinking about making that film? Oh, that's really interesting.
Mark Baser! Tonight on the Mark Baser Show! Veronica Roth!
What is that? What is that music?
I don't know. Pete Zimmerman will tell us.
A local band called My Gold Mask.
My Gold Mask.
Oh, yeah. Sounds good.
I think it's, I mean, I don't know about you, but I have a feeling that I just didn't, I feel like we've improved it and I haven't even seen your show
well,
yet.
Well, that could be season two.
It could be, yeah.
It could be season
so
two.
So what's different
the interview show
from
with Justin Kaufman?
No, I just want to be the announcer. Tonight on the show, David Axelrod! Hannibal Buress! Come on, man. Give me a shot.
You're in. You're in the show.
I am. I have
you
one.
You are in the show.
We have one bit.
Two bits?
We got two in?
Two bits.
I don't remember the other one.
I don't either. They're very quick.
Ah, darn it.
Yeah.
Darn it. The show on stage has a distinct feel. There's you know, it's on the back stage at the Hideout. It seats about 60. There's standing room only. What's going to be different between the stage show and the actual TV show?
Well, it's worse, I think, would be the number one thing. No, it's very similar. I mean, we'd always had the live show as that's the main focus. It's a live show. And we filmed it, but we filmed it as if we were recording a live event. And now we obviously switched the calculus. So if you go, you can go to live show. We got one May 6th. It's still a lot of fun, I think. But we, you know, we have the cameras in places where they should be. We have the lights in places where they should be. We got better equipment. I've always had a great team. People like Ben Chandler, you know, and Adam Pindle. Neil Urker and Neil Heitz, and they've all been great, but they started thinking differently. They started thinking about how can we shoot the show as a TV show, and we're learning. Like the, I mean, what's I don't know if it's good or not, but I think like the sixth episode looks better than the first episode. Although I like the first episode, but we just got better.
Do you change the way you approach the show as the host?
There were a couple of things I did differently. One is, and I don't do it enough, but if you know, if you ever watch like a late night talk show, you'll see that sometimes they look the camera's in a different place when they're filming it, but they look straight at you, the audience. So I started to try to be mindful of the fact that I'm not playing only to people in a small bar. I'm playing to people at home. And hopefully, and this is a cliche or cheesy or whatever, but hopefully when you watch it, you feel as if you're it's for you. It's not for people in the bar or that you're in the bar.
You know, we talked to Peter Sagal, who does Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. And the same thing he talked about. One of the I guess the things he had to adjust to was that it is a show for the people at home. It's not a show necessarily for the people in the room. And it's easier to play to the people in the room because that's where you get the laughs and that's where you get
the energy. Yeah.
But you have to remember that the real audience is the ones viewing it at, on the couch at Channel 11 after Check, Please.
Unless the viewership is under 60 on TV. Right. Then I could concentrate on the live show because I know only 30 people are watching it at home.
Who's going to be watching the show? Is it going to be
everybody.
Mostly people who work at the restaurants that were on Check, Please and forgot to turn the channel?
Well, that's my hope. My hope is that you're watching Check, Please and you can't find the remote. And you're just, all right, it's Friday night. I got nothing else.
Or maybe you...
No, I think I'm really proud of it, to tell you the truth. Like, I'm proud of the guests. The guests are great.
Who do you got on the show?
So, and then we got, like, David Axelrod. We've got Veronica Roth, who wrote Divergent. We've got Sarah Spain from ESPN.
Yeah, right.
We've got Natalie Moore, who wrote this book called The South Side. You used to work with her at BEZ.
She was on the show, yeah.
We have Colt Cabana. He's an indie pro wrestler. We have Hannibal Buress, who's a great comedian. Jen Kirkman, a band called Marrow. I mean, it's just a bunch of great people, and they all bring it. You know, they all come, and, like, they're all those people except for Jen are Chicagoans. We got two Chicago sponsors, which is great. Like Lifeway, which is like I live on the stuff.
It's your favorite yogurt.
And then Lagunitas beer. Like it's all Chicago, which makes me feel like it's a very
Do local... you see this being something that continues? I mean, do you see it as, you know, right now you only did 8, so it's like season 1, season 2, season 3. But do you see this as sort of the beginning of a local talk show that continues to be on the local public radio or television station?
I hope so. I really do. I hope it's
like a stop off. People want to come on TTW, but instead of doing their public affairs news programs, they come and do.
Yeah, I hope people decide not to do any of the other TTW shows.
Right, like,
and those all go out of business.
Like
and
Jeffrey
my
Bear
show
doesn't
is just.
Get, he doesn't get Colt
I hope
Cabana.
He's done. I hope he's done. I hope Bear is done. I hope Chicago Tonight is done, which I'll be on tomorrow. I hope they're all done. It's just 24 hours of me talking to Colt Cabana.
Tonight on the show!
And tomorrow morning!
You got to do a bit. You can't just can I just give you some advice? Go to TTW about 2 hours early tomorrow and start and just kind of hang out with the producers and just hang out like it's a writer's room and do a bit. Don't just do an interview with Ponce. I want to see you do some stuff with him. I want to see
I think he'd be
change.
Up for it. He was on the mic.
He's great.
He's the nicest.
He's done bits. He's done bits with Schadenfreude. Do a bit. Let's see some Baser bits tomorrow on the on
Do you know
Chicago
here's
tonight.
A story about Phil Ponce. He used to have a bike that looked just like Pee-wee Herman's bike.
Really?
And he told me that once.
See?
No.
Now, here, you be the Will Ferrell of Chicago Tonight. Whenever you come on, it's something funny, ride that bike in. Like, ride it in or out, right? Or dress up like you got a little Easter bonnet on, and I'm a baby. Or just, you need to be like the sort of Andy Kaufman to Chicago Tonight. Come on, Baser.
I'm in.
I think it's great.
All right.
We're now touting the episode of Chicago Tonight tomorrow more than we
Yeah, than my own
Friday.
Show. Watch, yeah.
I'm very proud of you. Everybody here at Download Nation is very proud of you. You're a regular. You've been on the show several times, and you've been great. I mean, you've come in and you've co-hosted with me.
Well, we're friends.
We're friends
off air.
Yeah. We have a great idea, and I hate to give away great ideas because we never did it.
Yeah.
But we had a great pilot idea. You ready for this? Mark, and this is like almost like a real life reality show that Mark and I have decided to really like pitch not just television shows but all sorts of products. We become inventors, innovators, and we decide to save money to move all of our families together into one condo. So his family, his kids, my kids, like it's all that because Mark and Justin were, I forgot what we called it, but it was like we were going to win. And that was the idea.
Well, it was all about being like, you know, when you hustle in Chicago.
Yeah, right.
But we were the worst
at it. That's what it was, hustlers.
Yeah, but we were the absolute worst at it.
We were the worst. We had made such bad choices that we were in a one-bedroom condo in Uptown.
Or even like, yeah. I think my son's listening right now. Saul, if you're listening, we're not doing that.
We're not moving in with Justin's family. We're not. No. Nobody picked it. If they would have picked it up, we would have done it.
Oh yeah, anything for money.
So if you could tell Ponce about that idea, that would be great. Because I could see Check Please, interview show with Mark Baser, then Hustler.
Well, now that I have this show and you have this show,
right.
Maybe we do a crossover.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like a like Scooby-Doo and the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah, or Phineas and Ferb and right. Marvel Comics.
All right, tonight! Tonight on the death! Tonight on Mark Baser!
This is too loud for TTW. It's too damn loud.
I don't know. Don't get it, man. I don't get why you're not taking our ideas. I think Zimmerman and I are onto something. David Axelrod. Oh. All right, Mark Baser.
Thanks for having me.
With Mark Baser is on 8:30 on Channel 11 Friday nights after Check Please.
Yeah,
A great show that's been on stage.
Is that
when
your show's on? When your radio show's on?
It is, yeah.
At the same time?
I know, we're competing.
Yeah. Well, thanks for plugging in.
But you can DVR.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
Or not listen to your show.
No, you, but I think that probably
you could
more,
tape your show with a tape recorder.
Yeah, you could tape like you could.
That's
tape
what it. I do.
That's what you do? You do cassette?
Yeah.
No, I think it's probably easier if people just DVR your show and watch it on a random Tuesday morning.
It's also going to be on random Tuesday mornings.
Oh,
yeah,
I love that. I love that about TTW. They're getting the money's worth. We're going to show the interview show 26 times this week.
That's good for me.
That's good. Mark, great to see you, man. Good. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.